John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the chosen one." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" And Jesus said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Behold Jesus. This is the foundation of our faith. The entire story of the Bible points us to behold Jesus. If you want to live a satisfying life, behold the Lamb of God. If you want to live a life connected to God and to all that's holy, behold the Lamb of God. If you want to have what it takes to navigate life and all that life gives you and all that life throws at you to navigate, behold the Lamb of God. When John the Baptist pointed to the Lamb of God, he was telling the world, "It's not about me." He was telling the world, "It's about Jesus." So behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The Greek word for world here is cosmos, the same as our English word. He takes away the sins of the world means that that includes all of creation, the entire universe, all of nature, and all people. The word cosmos appears 186 times in the New Testament. For example, we translate John 3:16, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." The Greek word there is cosmos. The literal translation of John 3:16 is, "God so loved the cosmos that he sent his son." This is what Jesus meant when he spoke about his crucifixion. "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." God loves all people. Jesus died for all people. So John the Baptist, to use the literal Greek word, is saying, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the cosmos. That's a lot of sin. And this means that God's love is universal, cosmic, unlimited. John the Baptist is saying, look at Jesus. When you look at Jesus, you are seeing God's unlimited cosmic love. That's who Jesus is. In the days of John the Baptist and Jesus, there was a popular belief about the end of the world. A ferocious lamb will appear at the end of time. Now, this is the opposite of actually how we see lambs. They're meek. This end of the world lamb will destroy evildoers. This end of the world lamb seeks revenge for evil. John the Baptist was saying, behold, a meek lamb, not a ferocious, revengeful lamb. We heard John the Baptist say twice in this reading, I myself did not know him. Jesus and John were cousins. I think that John knew Jesus as a person. I think John knew the type of person that Jesus was. What John didn't know was that Jesus is the Lamb of God. John didn't know that his cousin was the Messiah. That's what he meant when he said, I didn't know him. John received that information, he tells us, directly from God. So John had to accept and introduce a new definition of the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God is the love of God. Jesus didn't come to seek revenge for God. Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, John 3:17. The true Lamb of God would not be a ferocious, revengeful lamb. Jesus came as a loving lamb, a forgiving lamb, a lamb who would do anything, even die, to bring people back to God, to connect God's children back to God. The Lamb of God is the love of God in the flesh. In the original languages of the Bible, we translate the word behold. It appears about 1,500 times in Hebrew in the Old Testament. And it appears about 200 times in the Greek in the New Testament. Behold. Behold means look closely. Behold means stop doing what you're doing. Focus. Pay attention. Something that is happening here matters. Behold. Something is happening that matters to your heart, your soul, your mind, your body. Pay attention with your whole being. This matters. The Lamb of God matters. Jesus matters. Behold, the love of God who takes away your sin. Behold the peace of God. Behold the forgiveness of God. The mission of Jesus as the Lamb of God was to teach us how to behold. Jesus gave a lot of energy trying to teach us how to pay attention. He said that we would pay attention to God when we pray. He taught us how to pray. We would live the way God wants us to live when we pay attention to the scriptures. Jesus constantly referenced the scriptures, teaching us to open God's word. Pay attention. And so that we wouldn't be destroyed, Jesus also taught us, pay attention to the evil around us. Peter's letter, his first letter, chapter 5, verse 8, summarizes this. I love this way where Peter is telling us, pay attention. He says, discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Pay attention. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour. And so Jesus is saying, pay attention so that you don't get devoured. And we know the Lamb of God was devoured on the cross out of love for the cosmos. The Lamb of God died so that we would not be devoured. So we pay attention. We pay attention to the signs that God gives us in our daily lives. We pay attention to those who need food and water and shelter. We pay attention to those who need support and forgiveness. We pay attention to those who need a helping hand. This is what Jesus taught us. We pay attention to those who are oppressed. We pay attention, and Scripture has this all throughout Scripture, pay attention to those who are treated unjustly and unkindly. And we need to turn that around. We need to pay attention and help and put an end to those who are undergoing needless suffering, needless death. The cosmos sins when these things happen, when these things go on. The cosmos sins when there's greed and evil and selfishness. When they take over life, the cosmos sins. So behold the Lamb of God, whose mission was to take away the sin of the cosmos. As believers, as the church, we adopt this mission of Jesus as our mission. That's our calling. And in today's story, immediately after John the Baptist points to Jesus, as I said earlier, people started to follow Jesus. When they approached Jesus, the disciples approached him, and he asked them, what you're looking for? And he invited them, come and see. There's a scene in the television series, The Chosen, where a young girl named Abigail discovers the camp where Jesus is staying on the outskirts of Capernaum. And little Abigail invites her friend Joshua to come and spy on the camp while Jesus is away. Well, when Jesus returns, he befriends Abigail and Joshua. Jesus teaches them and other children as they gather about faith and prayer and compassion and love. The title of that episode, Jesus Loves the Little Children. Abigail beheld the Lamb of God, and she brought her friend Joshua and other children to behold the Lamb of God. Another episode of The Chosen covers today's story. Andrew tries to convince Simon Peter to come to Jesus. Andrew starts to quote John the Baptist, "Behold the Lamb," and Peter interrupts him, "Andrew, not another word from you about this lamb of yours. We don't need a lamb, we need fish." They were fishermen. And eventually, of course, Simon follows. And so do do we? We follow Jesus when we want to behold love. We follow Jesus when we want to be filled with living bread that lasts forever. We follow Jesus when we want to have our spiritual thirst quenched with living water. We follow Jesus when we want to fish for people, to bring people to have what we have. We fish for people. We bring people to behold what we behold. We follow Jesus when we want light in our darkness. We follow Jesus when we want to marinate in love, marinate in peace. We follow Jesus when, at the end of our lives, we want to behold heaven, eternal life.